What the fuck? Oh, no. Where do you think you're going? What were you doing just now? Don't fucking lie to me. You were jacking off, weren't you? I knew it. You little fucking pervert. I was wondering where the random cum stains in this bathroom are coming from. And you're the fucking culprit, huh? Get over here. I said get over here now. Get up against this wall. What makes you think that you can do that, huh? You nasty fuck. Coming in here and shooting your nasty cum wherever you like. The fuck is the matter with you? Do you get off on this? Does the thought of getting caught excite you? Is that it? No. You're going to stay right there. Don't you dare fucking move. I think you have a problem. And if the problem is that you have so much cum in those balls that you have to jerk off at work, then I guess I'll have to fix that for you, huh? That's right. I'm going to drain those balls until there's not a single drop of cum left in them. Oh, yeah. Feel the firm grip of my hand around your cock. You like that, don't you? I know you do. Must feel nice to have a woman's hand around your cock for once. Instead of your own. Yeah, there you go. Buck your hips into it. Fuck that hand. Come on, be a good boy. You know, I kind of figured it was you that was doing it. No, come on. You were so obvious about it. Getting up from your desk in a hurry, scurrying off in the direction of the bathrooms, pretending to walk around the area as if you were actually doing something. You know, if you're going to do some perverted shit like this, then you shouldn't act super suspicious. Yeah, like peeking around the corner of the hallway. You looked so guilty when I saw you. That's when I knew I had to follow you and find out exactly what you were up to. And I'm happy to say, you didn't disappoint. Now I've got you here with your back against the wall, and there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to do exactly as I say. Do you understand? Good boy. Tell me, do you like this outfit that I'm wearing? Yeah, I'm wearing one of those tight little blouses with the top buttons always undone. I know, I do have great tits. I've caught you staring at them before. Is that why you need to jack off every day? Because your nasty fucking cock gets really hard from looking at my tits and then it starts straining against those pants you're wearing. You're fucking pathetic. I don't know if I should even let you come. Oh, are you whining? Do you want to come and empty those aching balls into my hand? Is that what you want? I don't know if you do. You certainly don't sound like it. I'm going to need to hear you moan and whimper for me like a good boy. Here, I'll stroke you a little faster now. That's right. Let me hear you moan. I need you to show me just how desperate you are to come. Oh, come on now. You can do much better than that. I wonder if I can do something to make those balls ache even more. Oh. What if I just pull up my skirt a little? Yeah, you like that, don't you? I'm wearing stockings, and yes, they are high highs. Oh, fuck, you really like that, don't you? I felt your cock twitch when I showed them to you. Now, come on. Do you want to come? It doesn't sound like it to me. Do you want to come? I love hearing you beg. That's what good boys should do before they're allowed to come. But the question still remains, should I let you come? Do you think you deserve it? Do you think you've been a good boy for me? Say it. Say, I've been a good boy, ma'am. May I come? Pretty, please. Come on, say it again while I stroke you a little bit faster. Yeah? Yeah? You want to be my good boy? You want to come for me? Come on, get right on the edge and hold it there. You can't come until I give you permission. Do you understand? Good boy. Hold it. Ask me again. Say, please, mistress, may I come? No, you may not. You don't get to come. Not yet, at least. Get over here and get down on your knees in front of this counter. Now! I'm going to put these panties over your face so you can sniff them like the dirty pervert that you are while you eat my pussy. Yeah, come on. Do it. Stick that tongue out. I said stick your fucking tongue out, slut! And lick my cunt. Yeah. Lick up and down my slit. Make that pussy nice and fucking wet because I'm going to come on your face. That's right, keep going. And if you can make me come, I might just let you come as well. Yeah, such a good boy. Oh, yeah, suck on my clit. Fuck, that feels good. Keep going. No, don't you fucking dare. I didn't say you could touch your cock. Keep those hands behind your back and keep licking me. You like how that feels, huh, when I grab your hair and grind against your face with my fucking cunt? That's where you belong, you dirty fucking whore. You think you're a big man, don't you? Just because your father is the head of sales? He may be my boss, but that doesn't make you shit. You're a lowly intern. And I knew it'd be so easy to turn you into my little bitch. I just needed something over you. And when I found you in here jerking that nasty fucking cock, I knew I found exactly what I needed. Don't stop. I don't care if your jaw is starting to ache. Keep going. But tell me, did you use the women's restroom because you were afraid you'd get found out too easily if you used the men's? Oh, and of course then your father would find out and you'd be in really deep shit, huh? What would Daddy do? Would he take away your car and your fancy job? Oh, and then when you go back to school, all the girls would know what a big pervert you are. And sure as fuck, wouldn't get laid then. That's right. If you don't want all that to happen, I suggest you do exactly as I say. Keep licking. Don't stop. I'm going to rub my clit and finger myself while you put that tongue to good use. It's not like you have anything more important to do. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, I'm going to come. Oh, fuck. No, don't you fucking move. Stay right there. I want to cover your face in my cum. No, no. I didn't say you could move. I'm not done yet. No, oh, fuck. 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 Open your mouth. Open your mouth. No. Fucking swallow it, you fucking whore. Do it. Drink it all up. Drink up my squirt. There you go. There you go. That's a good boy. Look at you. That's such a precious sight. You on your knees, hands behind your back, your face covered in my cum. Is that? Holy shit, that's a big fucking puddle of pre-cum. Well, I did say I'd let you come. What do you think? Would you like to come for me? Yes? Okay, stand up and lean against the counter. Let's get these pants down around your ankles. Look at that precious cock. So needy, so desperate to come. How is that? Does it feel good when I just squeeze your balls with one hand? Oh, you poor thing. I guess you've probably endured enough torture for one day, huh? Here, I'll be gentle, I promise. Does that feel nice? When I just slowly lick up and down your shaft, and then take each of your balls in my mouth and suck on them. You're trembling. I like that. I think I'd really like to just suck on the head of your cock right now. Swirl my tongue all around it. Oh, that's okay. Tilt your head back, relax, and let me hear you moan. Oh god, that's a nice fucking cock. It just feels so good in my hand. Oh, I can feel it pulsing when I grip it nice and tight. Here, I want to grab it by the fucking base and just go down on it as deep as I can. Fuck, that was really good. Do you want to come for me now? Yeah? Are you ready? Here, get your hands behind your back and hold still for me. I want to suck on that cock and feel it erupt in my mouth. Come on, be a good boy for me, baby. Be a good boy for your mistress and come. I want you to shoot that nice big load down my throat. Give it to me. Give me that fucking cum. I'm going to go down on you again now, and I'm not going to stop until you come. Got it? That was quite something. I didn't know you had so much in you. I'm just going to keep sucking and licking a little bit since you have such a nice cock. Oh, come on, you can take a little more. You want to make your mistress happy, don't you? That's my good boy. It makes me so happy that you're so obedient. And mistresses reward good, obedient boys, don't you know? I know it's sensitive, but you can do it. Don't move too much while I keep sucking on my new toy. No, I'm not going to stop. You said you'd be my good boy, so you have to do as I say. Otherwise, your father is going to find out all about your little extracurricular activity. Oh, you're shivering. Is it a bit too much for my little submissive intern? I thought you liked to come. Isn't that what got you into this whole mess in the first place? Your inability to control this fucking cock? I think you need to be taught a lesson. But since this cock is in control of you and I control this cock, that means I control you. No? Oh, a little fight in you. I like that. I think you need to understand just who's in charge here. Who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? No, I won't stop sucking until you answer me. Who does this cock belong to? Louder. That's right. It fucking belongs to me, and I'll do with it whatever I want. And right now, I want to keep sucking. That's right. Whimper and squeal for me, my little bitch boy. Show me just how desperate you really are. I'm going to keep sucking you until you're begging me to stop. Oh, come on. You can last a little longer, can't you? Are you sure? You know you'd be disappointing your mistress. Well, I guess you've been a good boy, so I'll give you a break. This time. But remember, I own you now. You're my fucking whore. And you don't get to come again until you ask for permission. Every time you want to come, you're going to come over to my desk and beg for permission. Do you understand? Good boy. Now clean that pre-cum off the floor and get back to work.